Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line the president of the Ingham County Kennel Club, Mark Yeager, who's going to be a judge at the upcoming show. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Mark, you understand this from a little different perspective. You're a breeder as well.
The Brussels Griffon is a small toy dog of terrier type, and you'd probably recognize the dog mostly from a movie with Jack Nicholson a couple of years ago called As Good As It Gets. It's the dog that Jack tried to stuff down the garbage chute.
But hey, that was a very adorable dog. You got to give it that.
It really was. Actually took about six of them to do the entire show. There.
Uh-oh.
In fact, the dog that went down the garbage disposal was only used in that particular scene. And actually, one of the dogs that had a lot of the close-ups turns out to have been a female champion who just happened to be very photogenic.
Wow.
Not necessarily as well-behaved as some of the others who were able to do the leaping over the cracks in the sidewalk and so forth. But it's a very companionable dog. We actually have one that sleeps on the bed with us every night. And in general, the trick with breeding is that it's a long, really difficult process when you're right around the time that the puppy's born. And we tend to have fairly small litters. Three is a normal size for Brussels Griffon.
Okay.
And quite frequently, like most toy breeds, they're a little bit tough to keep going, and you'll have to learn things like tube feeding and staying up with them like 24 hours a day. It's a good thing that Karen and I are both involved in this because we can take shifts staying up with them through the first couple of nights to make sure that everybody's doing well. But you start to look at them about 6 to 8 weeks of age, and Pat Hastings, a lady from out in Oregon, has developed kind of a system for at 8 weeks of age, because it turns out to be a really key time for doing the evaluation, picking out who your potential show dogs are. And so we go through that process in every litter, and once in a while we get really lucky about it. For instance, right now we have the dog that's ranked number 3 in the country.
No way.
He's got his invitation to the Westminster Kennel Club show.
Wow.
It's the kind of a thing where you plan really far ahead sometimes. You always have to enter the shows a minimum of 2.5 weeks before the show itself. So there's a closing date, usually on Wednesday at noon, that all of the entries have to be in, and then the superintendent, the folks that actually do the work of setting up the rings and publishing the catalog and making sure that the judges' books are all ready, they have to have time to do their piece and get everything to the show on time. So 2.5 weeks ahead of time, you've got to have planned. And it's a good thing if you're traveling, for instance, that you make your reservations. It's like last weekend was the show in Columbus, Ohio. Well, it happened to be an Ohio State home football game. So it was had to get your hotel room.
Right.
We don't have quite that problem here in Lansing, but it's still one of those things that as you're traveling, you've got to keep an eye on.
There's probably a sorting process for people that want to get into this. Those who are kind of attention deficit disorder probably get out at an early point.
Not necessarily. It all depends upon whether or not you've got the right mentor, I think, because sometimes we have people that really need a lot of coaching, get along. And that's where, when you're starting out, it really helps to be working with somebody who actually is active in showing and can really show you the ropes, because it's a very specific culture, and you kind of have to know your way around it in order to be successful. So finding a mentor is really important. We happen to be lucky enough that the people we bought our first schnauzer from were very active in the show ring and gave us a pretty good start on it. But we've also picked up other mentors along the way, not necessarily all of them local. One of our primary mentors in the miniature schnauzers was a breeder of schnauzers from Guelph, Ontario, a dentist actually from Guelph. She and her mother had been quite well known for breeding black and silver miniature schnauzers, and because that's what we were showing at the time, Dorothy kind of picked up on the fact that we really wanted to learn what was going on in the show ring and get better at it, and she helped us quite a bit. So that's one of the things. If you're going to be getting into that, you kind of have to find somebody to help you.
Do you see that? Will you see that culture right on display when we went during this show? Do you see that every day when you're part of it? Is it still just as active as when you first started?
Pretty much, yeah. The one thing that I have noticed is that the exhibitors do seem to be getting a little bit older. Now, maybe it's because I'm getting older myself. I just recognize more of them. But it is one of those things that we really want to get younger folks involved in. And you will find that the folks that are at the show, if you you approach them, for the most part, folks will help you. The people of Dogging are really a very friendly group, with a few exceptions, very helpful to beginners.
And Mark, what is your recommendation for people who have never been to the show? What should they come out and look for, and what is it that they should expect?
Well, the first thing I want to stress is that you want to get there early in the day. I think, if I recall, judging is going to start at 9 a.m., but I'd have to double-check. It may be at 8, because sometimes the breeds that you want to see are very early in the day, and because it's an unbenched show and people can come and go as they're showing, sometimes they don't really hang around after they're done in the ring. So you want to come in. Come through the gate. We'll have programs that list the times that each of the breeds are judging. Look through that first. Make sure that you know which breeds you particularly want to see. You can ask us at the gate. I'll probably be there myself at least one of the days. Where that particular ring is, and we can get you started in the right direction. Go to that location talk to the folks that are there. Now, one thing I would caution, particularly if you have children, don't pet dogs unless you've been invited to or at least asked before you do. Some of the folks, it takes, for instance, it takes us over an hour to get a rough dog ready to go in the ring. And we don't necessarily want to have them messed up right before they've got to go and show themselves to their best extent. Always ask before you go and play with the dog.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought when you think about how much time it takes to really fix up a dog and get them ready. Mussing up their hair is not the best way to get them ready for show, so I can sure see where that's possible. And
Yorkshire Terriers, I'm judging a Yorkshire Terrier specialty on Friday at the Pavilion, and that's one of those breeds where they have to just have the part has to be exact down the middle of the back and the top knot in the right spot, and so they're really touchy about getting them mussed up before I would examine them to decide who's going to win that day.
With really good reason. Mark, I'm sorry to say we've run out of time, but we want to wish you the best of luck with your dogs. Have a great show this weekend. And we'll talk to you prior to Westminster to see how you do there. We've been speaking this morning with the president of the Ingham County Kennel Club, Mark Yeager. And Rick, what a great show we've had. This is going to be an amazing dog show. I just can't encourage people enough to go there. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.